There are some people who are incredible encouragers. We love being around them. They make us feel good about ourselves. But even encouragers have weaknesses, areas of immaturity that sometimes cause them pain. So the question is, what are they and how can they be overcome? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond. Great to be with you again as today we take another look at pain from a different perspective. And do stay tuned because in just a few minutes I'll be telling you about my free daily devotional Fresh. It's all about helping you draw closer to Jesus to become all that He created you to be. There is nothing more wonderful than to be around encouragers, is there? Encouragers are fantastic people because, well, they encourage us. They build us up. And when the rest of the world sometimes is screaming at us that we're no good or we don't measure up or whatever it is, the encourager pulls alongside over a cup of coffee or wherever, and they just quietly tell us we're okay. Man, I couldn't get by without the encouragers in my life. But here's the thing. No matter what particular personality type we have, whether an encourager or any of the others for that matter, whilst there's an upside to who we are, we also have some natural downsides, some areas in our lives where we're more prone than perhaps in other areas to live out our immaturities. And immaturity, behaving more like a child than an adult, is the source of a huge percentage of the pain that we experience in life. Immaturity is the cause of, well, self-inflicted pain. Not all pain's like that. Some of it's unavoidable, the death of a loved one, for instance. But a lot of the pain we experience is through our own immaturity. And the way to get over that is to grow up. So I'm joined again today by my good friend and co-author, Keith Henry. And Keith, today we're going to be talking about the encourager personality type, aren't we?
We are, Bernie.
Welcome to the program.
Pleasure, Bernie.
Okay, Keith, how do I know if I'm an encourager? I mean, I'm not, but how does an encourager know that they are an encourager?
Well, the encouragers are the fun people. They just love to get out in life, experience everything that life has. They look for all the pleasures. They look for the adventures. They like to take people on and just people, you know, just have so much good times with them.
The Peter Pans of this world.
The Peter Pans, unfortunately, that's one of the unfortunate things. They have to grow up and they don't want to grow up because life's too much fun.
Yeah, I guess when you're having fun like that and everyone likes you, you've got a lot of options in life.
Yeah, we call them the optionizers because right throughout life, they're always looking at what they should be doing. So they want to be fulfilled. It's not like the achiever to achieve something. What they're trying to make a difference in the world, how can they make a difference?
Okay, so I mean, we need encouragers around, don't we? What does the encourager bring to the table for the rest of us?
They're great visionaries. They can see things that we can't see. You know, they're dreamers, they can see potentials, and they can bring a life to the party. They help to get people going, get them off their bed and out living life.
I remember when you and I hosted a workshop one evening for people to look at their different personality types, and we had all the encouragers on one table. Man, those people were having fun, weren't they, the encouragers table.
And everybody wants to be on their table, don't they?
They weren't getting much done, by the way,
no.
But they're having a lot of fun. All right. So I guess these fun encouragers, the Peter Pans, have a natural downside or two in their makeup, don't they? Tell us about those.
Yes. What happens is they can't focus. You know, as you said, they have lots of options in their life, and so they tend to get very lost very quickly.
Right.
You know, they don't know what they should be doing. If they have to have a plan, but usually it's a plan for enjoyment. But you really do have to work in this world. You have to grow up. You have to be committed, and that's where they find difficult. And one thing that they do, which is really bizarre, is that they can be very critical of people, which you wouldn't think an encourager would be.
So how does that manifest itself? What does an encourager's life often look like if they haven't sorted this issue out?
They start a lot of different things. So they will be doing something. Halfway through, they'll stop it and say, no, that's not going to work out. I'll do something else now. And they never get deeper into something. They actually have to, like if it's a career, they have to actually commit to something and use their vision and their ideas, they're great at ideas, use that in one direction, not scatter it. They're scatterbrains, right? In terms of they scatter their brain, their thoughts. So they've got to stop scattering their brains and use their ideas and their sense of enjoyment and fun and and visions all in one direction and gain greater knowledge.
I remember the young man that you and I interviewed as a part of our book, Personality Yes. GPS. He was the encourager. He had this problem, didn't he?
Yes, he has done several things in his life, quite a lot, and he's a photographer at the moment, wedding photographer, and he said, I'll just do this for a little while, then I'll try something else.
It's the classic, isn't it?
It is. And I told him, this is one of the great success stories. Can I tell you about
that?
Yeah,
please.
He concentrated on what he is doing and became better at it. He's now the wedding photographer of the year in a country, and he's also just been invited to go on the world's best photographer's website. Only six people in Australia ever been asked to go on it. And so he has become the best in his field now.
So I guess that's the answer, isn't it? In terms of, here's my natural immaturity as an encourager. My brain scatters to different things. That's the natural thing.
Yes.
And the answer to becoming more mature is focus?
Is focus and concentration.
Okay. I mean, they often say that the reason that Hitler lost World War II was he was fighting on too many fronts. I mean,
yes.
Forget the rights and wrongs of it, but in a military sense, the reason he lost the war was he was executing the war on too many fronts. And I guess that's the risk for an encourager. They try and live life on too many fronts.
Yes, the optionizers.
Yeah. So this Tim guy, he focused and that had the impact for him.
Yeah, he's very successful and very well acclaimed worldwide now.
Fabulous. So if you could say one thing to the person who is an encourager, who's having fun, who just can't seem to get themselves focused, what would you say? How can they get focused?
Is to slow down, stop running from things. They're the escape artist. Stop mm-hmm. escaping, right? Slow down and just focus for a while and choose something to do.
Right. And I guess when you, I don't know, I haven't spoken to him, this young man, but when you do finally focus, you slow down and you focus on something, presumably you start to succeed at that.
They've got so much natural talent in encouragers. Mm-hmm. They just don't use it in one area. As soon as they do, they're world beaters. They're the people, because they've got the socialness, they've got the networking, the people want to be with them, just apply themselves.
And I guess they've got the vision too. They're the dreamers and the visionaries.
Yeah.
So it's kind of it must be a very blessed life to be an encourager. People want to be around you because you're a nice person to be with.
Yes.
You've got the dreams and the vision.
Yes.
So you've got two out of three. Add to that the focus and all of a sudden you move from immaturity and I guess never achieving much.
That's right.
To maturity, and that must be incredibly satisfying to take all that blessed life you have and the relationships you have and achieve something with them.
And it can be done in such a short time. They are so good at what they do when they apply themselves. Tim, for instance, in 3 years, he's the best photographer in the world.
Yeah, that's amazing, isn't it? So, okay, what can the rest of us do to help encourage us? These people that are kind of drifting all over the place. Yeah. How can we help them to move from immaturity to maturity?
What we have to do is to show them that if they focus on something, commit to something, settle down, they can achieve something. So we have to almost hold their hand and keep reminding them, because they will try, but they'll still get off focus.
Keep them focused on the end game.
Yes. That's right.
So that's something achievers are good at, aren't they?
Yeah, that's
very wise. We talked about them yesterday.
Yeah. If you put them with people like achievers, the achiever can get a lot more done, okay. And also the encourager's focus. So people have to work with people.
Good stuff. Thanks for that, Keith.
Pleasure, Ben.
Is alive and active, amen, with the power to transform your life, to help you be all that God made you to be. And that's what the Fresh Daily Devotional is all about. It's completely free, and I'd love to send it to you. Each day, you'll receive a life-changing scripture together with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement from me, delivered right to your inbox where you can choose to read, listen, or watch the daily video. It's completely up to you. Remember, God's Word is the power to change, and it's fresh for you each day. You can subscribe to receive your free daily devotional at freshdevotional.org. And as a bonus, we'll also send you a free copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? My prayer is that your heart will be touched and transformed as you draw ever closer to Jesus through the power of his word. Again, that web address is freshdevotional.org. Hey, God bless you. I'm Bernie Diamond, and I'll catch you again same time tomorrow with a different perspective.